Gemara Daf Hey Amud Aleph quotes a Shaila that the Amoraim had. What's the din of Shnayim Sheviu Get Mimdina Sayam? Do they have to say B'faninut B'faninachlam, or do they not have to say? This is a kasha that Shmuel asked Rav Huna. Rav Huna answers that they don't. If they would say B'faninu Girsha, they would be believed. So therefore, they don't have to say B'faninut B'faninachlam if they're shluchim. Right, B'faninu Girsha means we saw a Maisa Gerishim. Here, they're not saying we saw a Maisa Gerishim, they're saying something different, that the Baal made them shluchim to do the Gerishim. Rav Huna says that just like they'd be believed to say B'faninu Girsha, in a situation where they say B'faninu Girsha, there's no need for B'fanai. Let's just put it that way. If they say B'faninu Girsha, there's no need for B'fanai. So if they say that the Baal sent them, there's no need for B'fanai either. Yeah, this is the Gemara. The question is, what does that mean? What's this Ma'ilu Yoma B'faninu Girsha? What's the Svar over here? So we said last time that according to the Riva in Tosus on the Beis HaMedbeis, the Chora, Rav Huna's comment is very simple. What he's saying is that when two people come and they say that the Baal sent them, so that's tantamount to Kiyum. It's tantamount to Kiyum. We're not afraid that the Baal is going to be Mizayif the Get. We're not afraid that he's going to be Machshil the woman. Once they say the Baal Shilcham, that's a full Eidus. Right? Tosus in the B'maschel Das Yuhu on Beis HaMedbeis. This is quotes from the Riva. Mefarish Riva, Das Yuhu Beitrei, V'amish HaBaal Shilcham, the Sula Mehem Eloma Lo Shilachtem. Sula Mehem Eloma Lo Shilachtem. He's no longer Nehman to say he didn't send them. He even invokes our Gemara. The Achi Yomel HaKamon, Shnayim, Ein Tzrichin Lomel V'faninita, V'chulei, U'mai Yilu Yomel V'faninu Girsha Mila Mehemni. So Shnayim Shluchim also Mehemni. Right? Rav Huna is saying, just like if they were to claim V'faninu Girsha, they'd be believed. So too, if they claim Abal Shilchem, they're believed. U'lahai lochai shiran shem hechtem b'meizir eidem psulim b'mestama kevin l'sholach l'ged kidin aso deno choshud. He's not choshed to be machshel isha. He wasn't machtim b'meizid edim psulim. He wasn't mezayif the get. He didn't put signatures down, two names down in his own signature. That's like edim psulim. Right? He's not choshed to be machshel isha. So once we're not choshesh v'ziyuf, so once they say habal shulcham, they're neman. If they're neman to say habal shulcham, just like b'faninu girsha, they'd be neman. And once they're neman, so then we're not afraid of ziyuf. So too. If they claim the Baal sent them, they are Neman. And once they're Neman, then we're not afraid of Ziv. Habal Shilchem is an Eidus that's tantamount to Kiyum, according to the Riva. Right? It's tantamount to Kiyum, because once we believe them in this Eidus, then we're not afraid of Ziv. Just like once we believe them in the Eidus of B'faninu Girsha, we're not afraid of Ziv. If we'd be afraid of Ziv, even if two Eidim said B'faninu Girsha, that doesn't say anything. But they saw the whole Maisegeshen, they saw the Baal. Give the get to the woman. So what's the problem? No, but if he's Messiah of the get, so if he gave a get Mezuyev to the woman, then nothing happened. Apparently, once we see a Maisa Gerishin, once they see a Maisa Gerishin, then we're not afraid of Ziv. Right? Seeing the Maisa Gerishin, seeing is believing. Seeing the Maisa Gerishin is the best kiyum in the world, so to speak. Right? Because we're not afraid of Ziv, so they know that there was a Maisa Gerishin. So too, if they claim Habal Shulcham, the Neman to say that. Once the Neman to say that, it's tantamount to a kiyum. Right, if we know that the Baal sent them, so then we're not afraid that he's Mezayif. We're not afraid that he's Mezayif, and we know he sent them, so the get couldn't be Mezuyah. So that's Mamish like a Kiyum. So therefore, there's no need to say B'fanai. If the B'fanai is in place of Kiyum, right, that's the Kula Derabbanan, that one Shliach is allowed to say B'fanai, but really it's in place of Kiyum according to Rava. Right? That's what the Gemara is saying. Is this a riot to Rava, to Rava? But according to Rava, it's in place of Kiyum. So if Habal Shulchem is an Eidus that they're believed for, so that's tantamount to Kiyum, then they don't need B'fanai, because B'fanai itself would only be in place of Kiyum. Okay, this is how we can explain according to the Riva. It's how the Riva seems to explain. He quotes the Gemara, he invokes our Gemara, and he says the comparison is that B'faninu Girsha is an Eidus that they're Neman for. Once they say that Eidus, we're not afraid that he was Mezayif to get L'Achshila. So by the same token, if they say Habal Shulchem, they're Neman. Once they're Neman, we're not afraid of Ziyuf. If they're not afraid of Ziyuf, then Habal Shulchem is tantamount to Kiyum. The question is, what does Rashi say? What is Rashi's pshat over here? So Rashi on Daf Hey has a very interesting comment. We spoke about Rashi already on Daf Beis. He spoke at great length, Rashi with the Chen de Shlomo. We spoke a little bit about it yesterday, but we'll touch on it in a different direction. But let's look at Rashi Daf Hey. You know, once you saw Tosis on the base and base quotes the Gemara Daf Hey, so when we looked at the Gemara, we really should have glanced at the Gemara Daf Hey and seen Rashi there, right? But that would have taken a lot longer, because Rashi on Daf Hey is really short. So we have to work on Rashi, so I waited till Daf Hey so that we can work on Rashi over here. But we're going to plug it back into Rashi on Daf Hey too. What does Rashi say? What's this far? Refuna svara ma iliyom b'fanayno girsha milo mehem neiklomai, says Rashi. Im rotzu hein omrim onu me'idim shegirsha, denosan laget, o lishluch aget. Im rotzu, if they wanted to, they could say b'fanayno girsha. Ma iliyom b'fanayno girsha, if they wanted to, they could say b'fanayno girsha, and they'd be believed for b'fanayno girsha. So too, if they say abal shulchan, they're going to be believed for that. That's how Rashi understands the Gemara. That just like they'd be neman for b'faneinu girsha, imratzu, if they wanted to, they could say this. He doesn't say neman, but says if they wanted to, they could say this. So too, if they say habal shilcham, they don't have to say b'faneinu. What's he saying? Right? Imratzu, those are the key words. Imratzu, him omrim, anu me'idim shegirsha. They could say b'faneinu girsha. So if they say Abal Shulchan, they don't have to say Befanei. What's licked in them verta of the Rashi? What's lying in these words? So the Paras Yosef and the Chasam Sofer suggest that if you take Rashi Kipshuto, it sounds like he's invoking the concept of a Migu. Migu. In Ratzu, if they wanted to, Migu liyochel omer, mitoch sheyochel omer X, he's neman to say Y. Right? He could have said a better Taina, and he'd be believed with that Taina. So even though with the Taina that he gives, it's not going to solve the problem. I mean, normally, Migu in Dine Momenis is that the Baldover is Neman with a statement, but he didn't give that statement. The Shomer, if he would have said Nensu, if he said that the object that he got as a Pikadon got lost accidentally, not just that it got lost, but like, you know, list the Mizuyan came, armed robbers came and took it, or it got damaged accidentally, there was a flood and it got damaged, right? So if he claimed Nensu, then he'd be believed, because the Mafke doesn't know anything about that. He doesn't know whether it was Nensu, whether it wasn't Nensu. So comes the Gemara and says, if he says hechzartiv, if he says that I returned the object, even though the mafke claims you did not return the object, he's makfishim, he's neman behechzartiv b'migu de nensu. Since he could have said nensu, and he'd be believed with that taina tova, so it is true hechzartiv is a taina reya, but he's believed with the taina reya b'migu that he could have said a taina tova. So it sounds at first glance that that's what Rashi is saying, that imrod, so if they wanted to say b'fanayu girsha, they'd be believed, and once they're believed, case closed, the game is over, right? There's no need to say b'fanai if they say b'fanai no girsha. They don't have to say b'fanai nichtam, b'fanai nechtam. So too, if they say habal shulcham, .. What does that mean, so too? So the pshuta, Rashi is saying, so too, if they say habal shulcham, they're going to be neman. They'd be neman to say b'fanai no girsha, and after that, there's no problem. So too, if they claim Habal Shulcham, they're neman with that, with this migu. Once they have the migu, so then there's no need to say b'fanai. That's how the Paras Yosef wants to say. Right? This is the Paras Yosef right here. And the Chasam Sofer earlier on the base and the base. As Yosef says, L'chore mashma miloshen rashi, dahainu mitoras migu. Sounds like it's Mitoras Migu. So Fret the Paras Yosef, that's very difficult, because we know from different places, Tosas and Kedushin and Iksubas and other places say that Eidim are not Neman B'Migu. Eidim are not Neman B'Migu. Right? Apishnei Eidim Yakum Dovar Hanemonim B'Dibur B'Lvad, says Tosas and Kedushin on that Mem Gimel on the base. Hanemonim B'Dibur B'Lvad. Eidim have to be Neman based on their Dibur. We can't buttress what the Eidim are saying with some mechanism that's going to give them an extra nemanus. No, if they're neman b'dibur b'lvad, then fine. If not, not. We can't add a migu to what they're saying to give them nemanus, and we can't do other things also. What's another thing that did you learn this Tosfos? Anyone learn this Tosfos? What's another thing we can't have the Eidim do to give nemanus to their taina besides a migu? Migu, they're not doing anything. It just happens with Mela. But what could the Eidim have done to give them honesty. There's sometimes that we don't believe someone, so we ask him to do something. A shvuah, exactly. Tosa says we can't ask the Edom to take a shvuah. If we're not sure whether what they're saying is true, shvuah is not going to help. Because ha-nemonim b'dibra v'lvad. They have to be neman based on the dibra alone. Migu is not going to help them. Shvuah is not going to help them. That's dibra plus. Anything that's dibra plus, that's not going to work. Edom have to be neman al-piyam. That's it. So effective Paras Yosef, I hear the pshat in Rashi. Rashi seems to be saying migu, but if he is really saying migu, it's a chapela. It's a pella. Migu is not neman be-beit shrei. Migu is not neman be-edim. So how can they be neman be-migu? How can they be neman be-migu? That's the Paras Yosef's kash. That's the Paras Yosef's kash. But there's another kash. Yes, I'm sorry, Noah.
Also, when you have a taina in order to have a migu, what taina are the
So it is true that migu is normally said in the context of the taina of Baldover, but that's just because you know that by Edom we don't say migu. But if we were to say migu by Edom, then just like we can believe a Baldover in his taina, right? Neman is baldim betano. So the baldover is believed in his taina b'migu. The Edom would be neman in their statement based on migu. Now you're saying migu is only a din tainus. You're just saying the same thing I just said in a different way, right? That's takawatosis and the Rishonim say. The Rambanik Suba says this. Other Rishonim say like that. That we don't trust Edom based on migu. So takamigu is a din tainus. It's not a din in nemanus of Edom.
What's the Edom and migu?
The Edom are saying that the Baal sent them. Right? So if the Edom say the Baal sent them, what does that tell me? So comes the Paras Yosef and says, Rashi seems to be learning that since they could say Befaneinu Girsha, and we know once they say Befaneinu Girsha, there's no need to say Befaneinu Befaneinu Neftam. Right? If two people, you know, the Edom Asira on a Gerish and say, we saw the Baal give the get to his wife, we're not going to ask them to say Befaneinu Befaneinu Neftam. It doesn't matter where the Gerish took place. Right? We're not going to ask them to say Befaneinu. So too, if they say the Baal sent us, they're not going to have to say Befana because they have a migu. They could have said Befana Girsha, and in that case, they wouldn't need Befana. So if they say HaBaal Shulcham, there's no need to say Befana. That's how the Paras Yosef wanted to understand Rashi in the beginning. So he says, very difficult, because Edom are not Nehman b'migu, so how could that work? But let me ask you a different question. Why do you really need the migu? Why does Rashi need such a concept? Okay, the Paras Yosef looks at the Rashi and he says, it sounds like Rashi is saying migu. Im Ratsu, they could say Befaneinu Girsha. But the Pella, it's not only a Pella, how can Migu work with Betray, but why does Rashi even need the Migu? Why can't he just say that they're Neman to say HaBaal Shelchem? Baal sent us, and once they're Neman to say the Baal sent us, and that's it. It's over. There's nothing to talk about. So Taka, that's what the Paras Yosef says, right? The answer of the Paras Yosef is that maybe Rashi doesn't mean Migu over here. Maybe he just means that there's like a light comparison. That just like if they were to say Befaneinu Girsha, they'd be Neman. Milo Mehemi, they'd be Neman to say Befaneinu Girsha. So too, if they say HaBaal Shulcham, they're Neman. And once they're Neman, we're not afraid of Ziyuf. That's how the Paras Yosef wants to learn Rashi. Kushe Achas Meturetzes Bechavrata. He has two kashas. How can Rashi say Migu? We don't say Migu by Eidin. Right? So I asked another kasha, why don't we just trust them without a migu? Not the Paras Yosef. No, that's the answer. The answer is we taka do trust them without a migu. And that's what Rashi is saying. And that's what Rashi is saying. What's the problem with that? The Paras Yosef's beer in Rashi. That's the problem. The Paras Yosef adds a little bit. I left out something from the Paras Yosef. Because if I read this, I was afraid that, you know, the sky would fall. What does the Paras Yosef say? Okay, I'll read it now. I hope the sky doesn't fall. What is the Paras Yosef saying? He says, "Vitzar achiyim da b'shnei edim lo amrin and migu k'moshe gazva atosus b'ksubas b'kiddushin." That's his kasha. Tzarach lomad the kavanosu k'moshe kosu atosus le'el dibra masal dasyu and abeis dasyu betray the kevan the shnei omim shem shluchim mehemni k'moshe ne'monim ilu omim b'fenenu girsha. Paras Yosef says, "No, we have to interpret Rashi like tosus on abeis of abeis. There's like a light comparison. It's not a migu with things. Just like." If they say Befaneinu Girsha, they be believed. And once they're believed, we're not afraid of Ziyuf. So too, if they say HaBaal Shulcham, they're believed. Not B'migu. It's similar, but it's not B'migu. Right? They're two similar cases. They say Befaneinu Girsha, they be believed. So too, if they say HaBaal Shulcham, they're believed. And we're not afraid of Ziyuf. That's the Paras Yosef's answer. The scar didn't fall. But the scar should have fallen. What's the problem with that Paras Yosef? Shlom Lei. It's against Rashi. That base. The Riva is not Rashi. Tosis didn't even think it was Rashi. Mamash Apella. I don't know what the Paras Yosef is saying. He knew Rashi on that base. So he's interpreting Rashi on that base like the Riva. But Tosis didn't interpret Rashi like the Riva. So he's just machin avek with the whole machlokas. I don't understand. I don't understand what the Paras Yosef is saying. To say Rashi on Dav Hey is like the Riva on Dav Beis. So he's saying this theory in Rashi's because Rashi on Dav Beis on the Beis was not saying like Rashi on Dav Hey. Tosis thought Rashi Shver. He has two kashas, right? The two kashas Tosis says he quotes the Riva has a different pshat. So he's not learning Rashi like the Riva. The Paras Yosef is mamish pilei plan. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do with the Paras Yosef. But he does mention this idea that maybe Rashi was learning Migla, and he rejects it. So he says Rashi holds that the Neman mitzar atzma. The Chasam Sofer says punk fakek. Right? The Chasam Sofer says what's pshat in Rashi? He says don't tell me that Rashi is holding that the Neman mitzar atzma. That can't work. So what does he say? He says, it must be that the Neman midin migum, says the Chasam Sofer. He says, but in Shver, because Tosfos and other Rishonim say that we don't accept the migum b'makom Eidim, right? That Eidim are not Neman b'migum. So the Chasam Sofer and the Paras Yosef both ask the same kasha, that Eidim are not Neman b'migum. How can Rashi learn like that? But the problem is the Chasam Sofer ends off that way. The Chasam Sofer says, al korcho, you have to say in Rashi that it is a migum. Even though it's Shver, but okay, Rashi maybe argues with the other Rishonim. Maybe Rashi argues with the other Rishonim. That's his conclusion. But he rejects his first point, his first pshat, which really is the pshat that the Paras Yosef likes. Right? He rejects the pshat that they're actually Neman by themselves. Why? Why shouldn't they be Neman by themselves? What does the Chasam Sofer say? The Chasam Sofer and the Beis and the Beis. Sofer writes. Bain the Rashi, bain the Rivot, Sarach Lomer, Madama Shas, Ma'ili Yom of Hineu Girsha, Velo Omer Hatam Ho Amiti, Kevin Sheshnea Me'idim Sheshocham Abal Memele Dahav Mekuyim, Velo Choshe Lekalkal Abidei Shamayim. What did he just say? He said, Bain the Rashi, bain the Rivot, you have to say, that what's the Lashon of the Gemara Daf Hei? What's the Lashon of the Gemara Daf Hei? Ma'ili Yom of Hineu Girsha Milo Mehemni, why do they use such a Lashon? That's not the real Tom. The real Tom is that Shnei Me'idim Shesholchem Abal, the Mela have Mekuyim, and it's Mekuyim because we're not afraid that the Baal will be Mekalkim. There's the Chasam Sofer Tzarach Lomad Lo Mehemni Behochi Davak Me'idim Al Atzmam Shenasu Shluchim. Shemachi Kama De Shenasu Shluchim Nemanim Bemigu Deboi Amru Bufanenu Girsha. Dr. Chasam Sofer, they wouldn't be Neman mitzad atzma. To say Habal Shulchan, they wouldn't be Neman. Because they're made about themselves. They can't talk about themselves. They can't be made about themselves. Eidus is about Yanim. It's about someone else. You can't be made about yourself. So because they can't be made about themselves, he's really saying something like they're Bali Dover here. If they're talking about themselves, then they're Balei Dover. They can't be Eidim. Eidim are people who are Chutz Mi Balei Dover. Right? Chutz Mi Balei Dover. So they would be Neman Mitzar Atzma. They can only be Neman B'migu, he says. So that's why the Gemara uses such a Lashon. It's interesting. The Chasam Sofer also puts Rashi and the Riva together. Strange thing, but he says they couldn't be Neman Mitzar Atzma because they're Balei Dover. They're talking about themselves. So they can only be Neman B'migu. He says Yesh La'ayin Elad Yesh La'ayin Da'ol Le'migu De'Beitrei Ba'am Amina Migu De'Beitrei Lo Amina V'Yesh Li'Ashiv. Doesn't tell you what the Yesh Li'Ashiv is. V'Kal La'Hovin. Not so Kal La'Hovin. I'm not sure what the answer is. And the Chasam Sofer just leaves it. He leaves it. What's this pshat that he's suggesting that they can't be Nema Mitzar Atzma? They can only be Nema B'migu, they can't be Nema Mitzar Atzma. The Paras Yosef thought they could be Nema Mitzar Atzma. Right? The Chasam Sofer is learning Rashi that it's Midin Migu. He's troubled. He thinks it's Shver. We don't say Migu by Eidim, but that's what he ends up with, because they could be Nema Mitzar Atzma. The Paras Yosef said they are Nema Mitzar Atzma. What's this machlokas? Right? Aren't they Balei Dover? So all this relates to a Gemara in Kiddushin. The Gemara in Kiddushin on Achman Gimel Amanal talks about whether Shliach Nase Eid or Ein Shliach Nase Eid. We know that in the Kiddushin, we need Eidus Lakiyam Adavin. Right? Ein Davin Sharev Pachat Mishnayim. Someone from Kaishin Ish and not in front of two Eidim, it's Gunsh. It's nothing. The question is, let's say someone makes a Shliach to be Makarish and Isha for him. Can the Shliach be one of the Eidim? He'll take one of his friends, and the two of them will be Eidim. He'll do the Kiddushin. He'll play two roles, right? He'll be the role of the Mekadesh, and he'll play the role of the Eid as well. Do we say Shliach Nasa Eid, or do we say that Ein Shliach Nasa Eid? So that's a Machlokis in the Gemara in Kiddushin. Where's the Gemara? Gemara and Daf Mem Gimel Amid Aleph in Kiddushin. Itma. Rava Mashliach Nasa Eid, Debei Reb Shila Amri Ein Shliach Nasa Eid. Machlokis Rav and Debei Reb Shila. Rav says Shliach Nasa Eid. Shliach Nasa Eid? And we talk a paskin like Rav. The Gemara says later, V'hilcha says Shliach Nasa Eid. Shliach Nasa Eid, Ben B'kiddushin, Ben B'gerishin, Ben B'mamin. Yeah, Gemara talks about how it works B'mamin. But we paskin Shliach Nasa Eid? Shliach Nasa Eid? Shliach Nasa Eid. So what's the machlokas? The Gemara there says, "My time of the Beir Reb Shila." Why did the Beir Reb Shila say that Ein Shliach Nasa Eid? Ilem Mishum Lo Amalei Avili Eid. If it's because this person were not appointed as an aid, so Elamayata Kiddush Yishev Tnei Shnayim Lo Amaleihem Atem Eidai Haganami Lavi Kiddushin. What, you have to say Atem Eidai? This is not talking about to designate the aidim to the exclusion of others. We talked about the sheet of the Ritva on this Gemara, the Ritva and Kiddushin, right here on Daf Mem Gimel. The Ritva says that you have to be Miachir Eidim to make sure that Krovim or Psulim are not going to be included within the Kat. That's a different halacha. Let's say there are only four people there. There's the man, the woman, and the two Eidim. And the two Eidim are not Krovim or Psulim. So does he have to say Aten Eidai? Or is it enough just to be Mekadosh the Isha in front of the people? So the Gemara assumes it's a double Pasha that he doesn't have to say Aten Eidai. He doesn't have to tell them that they're Aiden. As long as he does it publicly, that's sufficient. So what kind of a strange notion? What, Ein Shliach Nasa Eid, because the Baal didn't say Atem Eid, or Ator Eid Shali? So Ella, no. Rav Amar Shliach Nasa Eid, Alumi Koma Limna Lemilse. The Beir Pshila Amri, Ein Shliach Nasa Eid, Kevin the Amar Mar, Shluch HaShalom Kamos, Avala Kegufa. The Beir Pshila says, you know why Ein Shliach Nasa Eid? Because Shluch HaShalom Kamos. Sounds like a gevaldik esvar. Shlucha shalom kamosa, we know that the shliach takes the place of the mishalach. So shlucha shalom kamosa, if he's kamoso, he's havalei kagufei, so just like the baldover can't be one of the eidim, we know that. You need two people besides the baal and the isha. So too, the shliach can't take the place of the baldover. Because he is like the baldover. He does take the place of the baldover. Right? He can't be one of the eidim because he takes the place of the baldover. So because the Shliach takes the place of the Baldover, he can't be one of the Eidim. That's what the Beir Pshila hold. What does Rav hold over here? Rav says, Shliach Nasa Eid, Alumikama Alimna Lemilsen. It strengthens it. She says, Alumikama Alimna Lemilsen, the Eidim, because Nasa Hadover Al Yedei HaShliach. When you have the Shliach being the Eid, somehow you have conservation of personalities over here. Somehow that strengthens the Maisa. Not so clear what that means. Not so clear what that means. But let me ask you a different question. The Beir Pshila tell you that Ein Shliach Nasa Eid because Shluch HaShalom Kamoso, Havalei Kagufei. What's Rav going to do with that? Okay, he wants to be Ma'alim the Milsa. He wants to make it strong. It's very nice. We don't fully understand what that means. Why does it make it stronger? Okay, but what does he do with the other Svara? If Shluch HaShalom Kamoso, Havalei Kagufei, so how can it be that Shliach Nasa Eid? How does that work? How does that work? How does that work? So there's a famous comment that the Avnei Miluim has over here. The Avnei Miluim quotes from the Rivosh. Do you know what Pshat is in Rav? And we paskin like Rav. It's very important to know what Rav says. The Rivosh says,
yeah.
Heine mishum de'eino nogea bedover, ve'eino hanoa be'edo zu. Avo mikomokom hareo kemoso b'chol inyonei ha-shlichus. He's kemoso to do the shlichus. Shlucho shalom kemoso doesn't mean have a leke gufei mamish, legamri. He's the baldover. He's not quite the baldover. But why is he not the baldover? He's the baldover to do the maise kedushin, Dr. Ivosh. Yeah, but since he's not nogea bedover, doesn't get a hanoa from the edus, he's not the one who's going to be married to the woman. So therefore, he can be the eid. Ulazeh hayadas mishesova sheina shliach nasa eid lo mashu kebaldover legamri. Avo b'shein nogea bedover. The Be'er Pshila thought that ain shliach nasa eid because they thought he's a baldover legamri. Shlucho shalom kamosa, avo lekagubi, he's a baldover legamri. And why don't we paskin like that? But we don't pass like him. Avada, the shliach can be pulled for the mishaleh, but we just don't pass that shliach that ain't shliach nasa eid. We pass that shliach nasa eid. So what's the pshat? Zokti avne meloi. And what the Rivosh is saying is that Rav holds that shlucho shalom kamoso makes the shliach enough of a baldover that he can be poel on behalf of the mishaleach, but he's not a baldover vis-a-vis edus, because a baldover that doesn't have a negias mamon is not called a baldover vis-a-vis edus. He's not a baldover, he can testify. If he doesn't have a negias mamon, then he can testify. Zokti avne meloim, and that's exactly what the Gemara in Bava Basra says. Right? The Gemara in Bava Basra, Gemara in Kedushin, right, the Gemara says that Baldover Gufa Echad Mestalik Migramas Mamon Yochalohoyed Kedamina Bava Basra Hashutvim Eidin Zeloze. Now Shutvim can be made for each other, but how can they be made for each other? But if they're Shutvim, they're partners in the same moment. No, but if they're Mestalik, then they can be made. Right? If they're Mestalik from the Hanah, then they can be made, because as long as they don't have a Negias Mamon, then that's okay. So he says that's the idea. We pass in that Shliach Nasa Eid. What does that mean, Shliach Nasa Eid? It doesn't mean that Shliach is not a Baldover. No, Shlucho Shalom Kamoso, he's like a Baldover. But he's not a Baldover vis-a-vis Eidus, because a Baldover that doesn't have an Agias moment is not a Baldover vis-a-vis Eidus. He can't testify. He can be poel like a Baldover. He can act and make the Chalos work for the Baldover, just like the Baldover can do it himself. But he's not a Baldover vis-a-vis Eidus, because he's not Nogea in the Eidus. What's he saying? He's saying that Baldover is not, the shame Baldover is not a function of whether you're talking about yourself, right? A Baldover, even if I'm not talking about myself, right, I could be a Baldover, but I have to be Nogea Bedover. Right? If I'm not Nogea Bedover, then I'm not going to be a Baldover. So that's exactly why Shliach Nasa Eid. So it could be that that's the answer over here. The Chasam Sofer, Chasam Sofer and the Paras Yosef are disagreeing as to whether the two shluchim are neman about themselves. They say that the Baal sent them, are they neman mitzar atzma? Right? Can they be neman mitzar atzma? The Chasam Sofer says they can't. They're talking about themselves. They can't be neman mitzar atzma. And the Paras Yosef says, no, they can't be neman mitzar atzma. Well, what's the machlokas? The Chasam Sofer is saying, as long as they're talking about themselves, as long as they are the subject of the Eidos, they're called Balei Davar. They can't talk about themselves. They're automatically going to be called Balei Davar if they're talking about themselves. And the Paras Yosef says, no, the Paras Yosef goes like the Rivosh, who says that even if someone is talking about himself, right, he doesn't necessarily have to be a Baldover. Right? If he's a Baldover who doesn't have a Negia, right, if the Eidos doesn't affect him halachically, so then he's not a Baldover. He could talk about himself from today till tomorrow. That Eidos is not really about him, right? They can say the Baal sent them, but so what? Okay, so they're talking about themselves. They're in the picture. But the Eidos is not going to affect them. The Eidos only affects the Baal and the Isha. So because the Eidos doesn't halachically affect them, they're not nogim be'edusam, so then they're not called Balei Davar vis-a-vis the Eidos, so they can't testify. They can't testify, even though the testimony itself does involve them. They talk about themselves. It doesn't matter. They're Balei Davar without a Negias Mamon. That's not called a Bal Davar vis-a-vis Eidus. That's why they're able to testify about themselves. Okay, so that could be the machlokas, the internal machlokas between the Chasam Sofer and the Paras Yosef, but it's still difficult. It's still difficult to suggest that Rashi holds that it's working midin migu. The conclusion of the Chasam Sofer, it's very difficult to say that Rashi holds that they're actually nema mitzaratzma. The conclusion of the Paras Yosef is very difficult. The Chasam Sofer is difficult anyway. Right? He himself says to claim that the nema midin migu, but we know migu doesn't work by Eidim. So the only other option is to say like the Paras Yosef, that they're not called Bali Dabar because they don't have a Negias Mamon, so therefore they can they about themselves, but how does that work? Right? That's not Rashi on Daf Beis. That's the Pella. The Paras Yosef has a working pshat over here, but the problem is it's not the working pshat within Rashi that we know of. So both are Shver, both the Chasam Sofer and the Paras Yosef are Shver. The Chasam Sofer is Shver, he himself said he's Shver. Right? He says Migul shouldn't work by Eidim. But the Paras Yosef is also difficult. Even if we can explain the svar of the Paras Yosef, why the Eidim can be Neman Mitzaratzma and we don't consider them Bali Dover, the question is, how can you say that pshat within Rashi? It's very difficult to say that pshat in Rashi. I saw a hand up. Yeah.
Isn't that one talking about Kedushin? We're talking about Kedushin. So by Kedushin, it wouldn't be okay to get Eidus because if the woman gets divorced, they can marry her.
Gerish and then Nogim Be'edus. Nogim Be'edus, because then they'll be able to marry the woman. Doesn't the Eidus affect them? Maybe that's not called Nogea if that's an indirect result of the Eidus, meaning it directly affects the people that the Chalos Gerishin, right, is actually being Chala, and the Chalos Gerishin is for the man and the woman, right? As a result of the Gerishin, maybe there'll be Mutter, maybe there'll be Mutter in the Isha, but maybe they won't be Neman, maybe the Taka, maybe they're not Neman for themselves. The Mishnah in Yevamos in the end of the second parak talks about that that if we have any reason to believe that someone is testifying for his own benefits, then he's not going to be Neman. So maybe for themselves they're not Neman, but that's only a side point. That's not the ikar of their testimony. The ikar of the testimony is that there was a gerushin. So for that they're not no gerushin, because it doesn't affect them. It only affects the Baal Nishin. Zach?
Just to go against what you're saying, because also. Why would that be a good thing to be no gay with Dabra? Like also in the Kedushin, even also in the Kedushin case, like still no gay with Dabra, but saying she's also in a me, like, I don't think it makes a difference.
No, but the Gemara in Baba Basra says L'chovaso, a person is Neman. We don't say that he's no gay, but if he's testifying for his interests, so then there's a chashash meshaker. But if it's L'chovaso, there's no chashash meshaker, so then Mestama he would be Neman. So here if there's a chashash meshaker, so maybe they would not be able to marry the woman. Right, so they're not able to marry the woman, so then they don't have a negia. If they don't have a negia, then they should be neman about the gerushin itself, because the gerushin itself doesn't affect them, it only affects the husband and the wife. Yes?
That would apply to basically every case of Eidus of Gittin.
Every Eidus of Gittin, the Eidim are going to be Nogin Be'edusim, so we shouldn't trust them. He's saying if Eidim Mesira come to testify, Levar Adavid, there was a gerushin, so they're not going to be able to marry the woman anyway, because we're not going to trust. That's a good point. Interesting. Yes?
A question on the custom the Prat of Seif is, aren't these shluchim krovim to themselves? Isn't that a different soul from the Jews?
Why are the shluchim krovim to themselves?
If you
and Morty krovet zel atzmo? Okay, the Karvetz Alasma, but so what? Any aid who testifies in Bezdin is Karvetz Alasma, but as long as he's not Karvetz to the Balei Dover, he can testify.
But in the case where they're testifying about themselves, the Shluchim are saying that they are sent by the Baal, mm-hmm. they're going to be testifying about themselves and they're Krovim to themselves.
Forget about Krovim, they're Balei Dover to themselves. They are themselves, right? They are themselves, so... So how can they do that? That's the Chasam Sofer's point, that as long as the testimony is about themselves, then they're called Balei Dover. They're not just Krovim to the Balei Dover, the testimony is about them. So they're even more than Krovim. Krovim means that you're Karov to the Balei Dover, to the protagonist. But they are the protagonist, right? They're testifying about themselves. No, so the answer the Paras Yosef will give is that a Balei Dover who doesn't have a Negias Mamon is not called a Balei Dover. If it's not Nogea to him, So he can talk about himself, but if it's not relevant to him halachically, so then he's not called a bal davar vis-a-vis Avis.
Even if he has a karov.
Not karov. He's more than a karov. He's the man! Right? Are you karov to yourself? Is that the problem? Yeah, the person is a karov. But if you're a bal davar, you can't testify about yourself. Right? Because an aid can't be a bal davar. The Avis can't be given by the person that the Avis is talking about. That's worse than karov.
But according to the Karas, you're safe. You don't have to worry about that issue anymore.
Correct, because the Baldover, who doesn't have an Igias moment, is not a Baldover.
Right.
So if he's not a Baldover, then there's no problem at all. So he's just saying, he might not be a Baldover, but he's still a Karov?
Yeah.
No, if he's not a Baldover, then he's not a Karov either. Karov is less than a Baldover. If we say that without an Igias moment, he's not a Baldover, so then there's no problem at all. There's no problem at all. His Eidus, basically we say that the Eidus is not really about him. It's really about the Baal and the Isha. We don't look at it as though it's an Eidus about him. Because if it's not Nogea to him, so it's not really about him. It's really about the man and the woman. And that's it. Yes?
Ari's question. Why is it considered a benefit for him if two people are getting divorced? Why would that be a benefit to him at all?
Why would that be a benefit to whom? To the
to the Shaliach. Why would he be called Nogea to that case?
No, that's exactly the point. He's not Nogea.
Well,
he's
Nogea. It wasn't his question.
No, the benefit is that he can marry the woman at the
Why
present moment.
Benefit?
The benefit because she's not a surah to him anymore. We assume that the more heterium a person has, the greater the benefit. You're saying, why is that such a benefit?
Yeah.
But we say that there is a chashash meshaker, right? If the person...
There
could be a benefit in that, no? Right? If he wants to marry her, so it's certainly better.
Really,
if she's
Kohanim are the only ones that would be... It wouldn't be a benefit to that.
It would not be a benefit
to
Kohen.
No,
I understand, but the aid doesn't have to be a Kohen, right? The aid doesn't have to
be.
Yeah, but that's not the halacha, right? These two people are Neman, even if they're not Kohanim. There's no mention of that in the Gemara. So the chiddush could be, with the Paras Yosef, that the baldover without a Negias moment is not called a baldover, so therefore he's going to be Neman anyway. He'll be Neman anyway. What's the pshat of Das Rashi? The Paras Yosef and the Chasam Sofer started us to offer, but within Rashi, they both seem to be difficult pshat. Like, what's really the pshat of it? What's the Ma'ilu Yoma B'faneinu Girsha telling us? So last time, Zach Kahn wanted to suggest the pshat. You know, before we got started with the Paras Yosef and the Chasam Sofer, but I said we got to wait. Zach has to wait. Because first we have to look at the Lashon of Rashi. The Lashon of Rashi sounds like it's a Migu type of statement. So we have to discuss, does Migu work, does it not work, what's the back and forth? But ultimately we have to come on to something. We have to say something different than Migu. But what's the answer? Zach wanted to suggest, maybe the pshat, according to Rashi, is not Migu. But rather, Rashi is saying that just like if the Edom were to claim Befaneinu Girshon, if they claim Befaneinu Girshon, even though there is a possibility that the Baal was Mazayef the Gev, I remember way back, we quoted a Ravid, the Ramban B'Shem, the Ravid, that even if we're not afraid that the Baal's going to be Messiah, if they get the Mazid to be Nachshel, the woman, but maybe he'll make an innocent mistake. Or maybe he'll claim that he made an innocent mistake. Alas Ba'alma. That he'll say, I thought as long as I represent the Adam, it's fine. Like, I'll just write that. I know two guys, so I'll just write them down. And, you know, they'd be fine with this. So I figured I'd just write their names. What is that, right? You clearly did not learn Gittin before. It's such a strange notion. We can't imagine such a thing. But a person doesn't know that Edom have to sign their own names. If you can't sign the names, they have, okay, but that's what the Ravid says. Then maybe he'll claim it's just a Las Ba'alma anyway, right? It's a Las Ba'alma that he'll claim that I thought that I could be Mazayef again. That's okay. Not B'mezid, B'shogeg. Right, B'shogeg. So if they say B'faneinu Girsha, even though technically speaking the Baal could always claim that B'shogeg, I thought that Mizuyev was okay. But we're not afraid of that. We're not afraid of that once they say B'faneinu Girsha. The Haraya, we don't require B'faneinu Girsha by a regular B'faneinu Girsha. If we were afraid of Ziyev, we'd have to require B'faneinu Girsha to say this. Not Mizuyev. I saw it written. I saw it signed. So the fact that we don't require B'faneinu Girsha by a regular B'faneinu Girsha, regular Gershon, so that proves that we're not afraid. We're not afraid of Ir HaBaal once there's a B'faneinu Girsha. So maybe Rashi means, just like by B'faneinu Girsha, we're not afraid that the Baal is going to be Ma'ar afterwards about this Ziyev B'shogeg. So too, if they say HaBaal Shulchan, even if they're not even if the nemanis of Habal Shulchan is not enough, it's not tantamount to Kiyum, there still is a chashash that maybe the Baal was Mizayev the Get B'Shogay. Even if Habal Shulchan is not tantamount to Kiyum against the Riva, right? Even if Habal Shulchan is not tantamount to Kiyum, it doesn't remove the chashash of Ziv completely. Maybe there still is a concern that he was Mizayev the Get B'Shogay. It doesn't matter, because we need the Baal to complain in order for that Ziv to be relevant to us. So maybe Rashi's interpreting that's Pshat in the Gemara. Just like before Nenu Girsha, after we hear before Nenu Girsha, we're not afraid the Baal is going to be Ma'arer about a Ziv Shogeg. So too, if they claim a Baal Shulchan, even if the Baal Shulchan is not tantamount to Kiyum, right? It doesn't remove the Chashash of Ziv completely, but it removes our Chashash that the Baal is going to be Ma'arer about the Ziv. We're not afraid of Ira Baal anymore. That's what the Gemara is saying. It's not a migu. It's that ma'im rotsu. If they wanted to say b'fanenu girsha, then we wouldn't be afraid of the ira baal. So too, if they say abal shulcham, even though abal shulcham is not tantamount to kiyum, we're still afraid of a ziyah b'shogeg. But it's just a laz baal that the baal is going to be motzi. We're not afraid of ira baal once the two edim say abal shulcham. Maybe that's the pshat in Rashi. And this is in fact how the Ravid explains in his second parish. If you look at the Hasagas HaRavid, Adaf Aleph and Aleph, and Dapi Arif, the Ravid Mamish says this, right? The Ravid says the same as Zach. Or maybe I should say Zach says the same as the Ravid. Which came first? Okay. The Ravid there on Daf Aleph in the Rif, it says, says, what's the Ira Baal for? Okay, let's back it up. But that's Rava Noma Shema Yova Baal via Aravi Yomer with the Nachat Sashliach Lomatsosi Edim Zumonim, the Kasaf the Osim Beksav Yodi Beshem Ha Edim. That's the Ravid. Ravid that the Rabban quotes, right? That the Baal will claim Mishum Nachat Sashliach, the Shliach wanted to run. He was late. He needed a plane ride. He had to go somewhere. So the Eidim weren't with there, so I figured, let me just write B'Ksav Yodi B'Shem HaEidim. V'Hayisi Sava Shu Kosher, V'Achach Nodali Shu Pasal. I thought this was kosher, then I went to Shir, and I found that it's pasal. It was something new to me. Very interesting. L'Fikach Tzarech Lom B'Fanai D'Fanai Nechtam, that's what you have to say B'Fanai. That's what you have to say B'Fanai, because there really is a concern of Ziyuf. There's a concern of innocent Ziyuf B'Shogeg. Now that we've just explained what the Ira Baal is about, if you only have one shliach, the need for b'fanai when you only have one shliach. Once you tell me that the reason why we need b'fanai to b'fanai nechtam is because without b'fanai, then the Baal might innocently say that I was Messiah b'shogeg because the shliach was running. So I figured I would just write the Edom's names myself. So if that's the case, so ma b'nechad l'shnayim, the Rabbi is. Shnayim also should have to say b'fanai because there's the same problem, the same concern. So what's the difference? Ve'ikalameimar, so he gives one answer. We'll get back to that answer in a second. Inami came in the master letray, lochai shina de ma'asi baal uma'are. It's his poshit, Dr. Ryder. The second answer. Right? That if there are two people bringing the get, we're not afraid that the baal is going to be ma'are against this get. Why not? What? He'll be ma'are. He'll say, I thought it wasn't a problem. Why are we not afraid? What's the Ryder saying? Well, we're not afraid that the baal is going to be ma'are. Once there are two people bringing it again. Why? We are afraid by one, but we're not afraid by two. What's the answer? We've dealt with this many times. Nasha. They could be Mekhaim, but so what? If it's Mizuh, if the Baal knows that he was Mizuh for Beshogeg, so what's the key? He can't be Mekhaim.
This is just a laz.
Ah, that's the word. It's just a laz. It's just a laz ba'alma. It's just a laz ba'alma. Right? So because it's just a laz ba'alma, right, really, we know the Baal was not Messiah. Right, he did it right. Of course everything was done right. But now he has second thoughts. He wants his wife back. So the only way to get it back, if he gave her the get, the only way to get it back is to be motzi laz against the get. So he'll claim that I was mezayefet b'shogeg. He'll claim that I was mezayefet. It's just a laz ba'alma. Also, if it's just a laz ba'alma, then if we have Aiden to be mekayim l'chasimus, he's going to be up the creek without a paddle, because if they're mekayim l'chasimus, then he looks like a fool. Again, the it's just a laz ba'alma. Really, the get is kashim. There are Aiden chasumim on the get. It's not just him signing the names. He's going to be motzi laz against the get because he had second thoughts. He's not the raivid. If two people come, he's not going to be ma'ara because he'll look foolish when we're able to get the kiyum. As we said, with the Chem de Shlomo, there's the potential for kiyum. We're not going to lock these guys up in prison. But because there are two, there's the potential for kiyum. So once there's the potential for kiyum, the Baal is not going to be ma'ara because he is afraid. He'll look like an idiot if these two people are mekayim the chasim. That's the second raivid. And that's the Pashav Shabbat Das Rashi. This is what we've said, the Karnas Beno. We've said this trap from the beginning of Rashi. I don't understand why the Paras Yosef and the Chasim Sofer have their own Pshad with Migu. You don't need the Migu. Rashi never meant Migu on that hay. Pashav Pshad is he's just making a light comparison. Just like Tosis felt it was a light comparison. But Tosis' light comparison is not Rashi's light comparison. Tosis said, no. If they said Befaneinu Girsha, then they'd have a full Nemanas, and then we wouldn't be afraid of Ziyaf Bechlal. There's no chashash of Ziyaf Bechlal anymore. So too, if they say Habal Shulchan, there's no chashash of Ziyaf Bechlal. Right? It's tantamount to Kiyum. There's no chashash of Ziyaf, so once they say Habal Shulchan, it's over. Rashi says it's not over. There could be a Ziyaf, but it's a chashash rochok. It's just a laz ba'alma. We don't really assume that it's like that. It's not tantamount to kiyum. They say about shogun. It's not tantamount to kiyum because there's still a chashash. Maybe he was mezayef for shogun. But the reality is, if two people come, since the kiyum is right there, and we're only, and we just think it's a laz ba'alma, really the get is fine. The baal's not going to come to complain because he's going to look foolish. So it's not that about shogun is tantamount to kiyum, but it's not necessary to have the kiyum. That's Rashi's pshat. It's not necessary to have the kiyum. Just like by b'fanei girsha, faneinu girsha. It's not necessary to have any kind of kiyum, any b'fanei, because we're not afraid he's going to be motzi laz. So too, if they say Abal Shulchan, we're not afraid that he's going to be ma'ar, that he'll be motzi laz against the get. Okay, this is the simple Pshat B'das Rashi that we've always said, but now we see it in light of the Lashon of the Gemara Daf Hei. This is one possibility of B'das Rashi. Yes?
Can you say, like, for us, Yosef, that the reason why I wanted to say this is because of Nigus, because Rashi ended up base and base, it seems like we're going to entertain the possibility that a guy would come to the honor. He says in the end that if you mean Ara Baal, then Harim is in the Kaimim. Meaning.
But we learned the Chem B'Shlom. The Chem B'Shlom says it's not that they're mamish mitzui in the Kaimim, as opposed to they're not going to lock him up. But because there's the potential, so he's not going to come to begin with.
Right.
That's how the Chem B'Shlom learns. I think that's the Pashup Shabbat of that's Rashi. Yes.
Of course, Yosef means learn Rashi differently. He doesn't necessarily learn Rashi like the Chem B'Shlom.
Right. Okay, right. He's not behabol to the Chem B'Shlom. But what's so you think. So the Paras Yosef learned Rashi on that base as what? Like yeah. Tosfos. The Tosfos asks on Rashi and doesn't think Rashi is learning the same as the Riva. The Paras Yosef knew Rashi better than Tosfos, right? Maybe the Paras Yosef is just saying that the answer to Tosfos Kasha is that Tosfos misread the Rashi. Tosfos thought that there's a machlokas over here, right? Tosfos thought there's a machlokas. The Paras Yosef, there's no machlokas. Okay, I'm not saying you can't, but I think this pad is good too, right? I think the Chem de Shlomo is basically licked and arrived now. It's really the arrived. I think the Chem de Shlomo is pshat, but that's Rashi and the arrived. I think that can be said. But the arrived adds another pshat. This is beautiful. Arrived adds a first pshat. What does the arrived say? The ikal amemar kevin the ave l'trei trei hein ke'edim mesira. The came of the Ike Eidim Masira, afilo chasimi alei sadi kasha. What did he just say? He says, when you have shnayim shevi yos again, so they're like Eidim Masira. They're like Eidim Masira. Shliach nasa eid. They can be the shluchim, they can be the Eidim too. Shliach nasa eid. So they're Eidim Masira. He says, so if you have Eidim Masira, minatara the get is kasha, even if you don't have Eidim chasim at all. Who cares that it's mezuyah? I don't even care anymore. Talk to Raivin. Why is Shnaim different than Echad? If you have Shliach Echad bringing the get, so there's a chashash, it might be Mezuyah, the Baal will say, innocently, Bishogeg, I signed it myself, whatever. But if you have two, the two are Eidim Masira. So if the Eidim say, I don't need the Eidei Chasim anymore. Right? Dalme hachi, the Eidei Chasim. Eidei Mesira Karsim. So they can be Eidei Mesira. They can shaf the get. They can make the get work. Now just one second. They're serving as Eidei Mesira. The Baal's not here. The Baal wants them to be Eidei Mesira? Yes. The Ravid is assuming, of course the Baal wants them to be Eidei Mesira. He knows that they're going to be Eidei Mesira. If the Baal gives the get to these two shluchim, he knows that they're going to be on hand for the gerushin. They're giving the get to the woman. So it's built into the case that the Baal understands that the Eidei Mesira are going to be here. If there's a dasa mischayev that the Eidei Mesira, that they should be Eidei Mesira on the get. Because the Baal understands that they're going to be giving the get in front of themselves. So of course, min haTorah, the get is kosher with the Eidei Mesira, without the Eidei Chasima. What are you going to tell me? But the Eidei Chasima might be possible. If there's a chashash of Ziv, the Eidei Chasima might be possible. And if there's a chashash of Ziv, what's that called? Mezuyav mitoch. This is Mezuyav mitoch HaMamish. Mezuyav mitoch HaMamish. This is not Karov apostle mitoch, right? That's like Kim Mezuyav mitoch, like the Rishon said. This is Mezuyav mitoch HaMamish. What are you going to tell me? It's Mezuyav mitoch? Help derive it. No. No. This is Mamish Mezuyav mitoch. What's going on over here? The Iyamit Harehu Kim Mezuyav mitoch upostle. Kim Mezuyav mitoch? Right, I reckon it's a bit of a puzzle. Hani mila bevada, aval hocha savaku v'locha shinan lei. Of the Ravid, Mezuyah mitocha was only where bevadai, the Eide Chasima apostle, the Koro of apostle. If the bevadai apostle, but you still hold Eide Mesira Karsi, so then Mezuyah mitocha is a chidish midrabbonon, that as the Ravid explains, right, we had this Ravid, adaf men vavam abeiz in dapi arif, right, what does Mezuyah mitocha mean according to the Ravid? That if the Eidim are Karav apostle, then the get is possible midrabbanan, because we're afraid that what? That you might rely on the Eidei Chasima and not have Eidei Mesira. You'll rely on the Eidei Chasima themselves, and you won't have Eidei Mesira. So that's why midrabbanan, the get is possible. So says the Ravid, that psul derabbanan only applies where the Eidei Chasima are bevadai psul. They're Karav, they're apostle, they definitely have a psul. Even though you have the Eidei Mesira, the Chacham still pass on this get because we're afraid that you might rely on the Eidei Chasima and not use the Eidei Mesira. But if it's only a Suffolk Pasul, says the Ravid, here it's only a Suffolk Mesira, we don't know for sure that it's Mesira. It's only a Suffolk Pasul, there's no din of Mesira Mitocho then. Mesira Mitocho is only by a Vadai Pasul, says the Ravid. So that's the Pshat over here, he says. That's why Shnayim is different. How's the Ravid learning the Gemara? What's he saying? If the Eidim were to testify that we saw a Maisa Gerishin, they'd be believed. Right? If they were to testify that they saw a Maisa Gerishin, they'd be believed. That Maisa Gerishin is a Maisa Gerishin, that's kosher. Meaning they say they saw a Maisa Gerishin with Eidim Mesira. So once they say they saw a Maisa Gerishin, there's no need to have a fun. We're not afraid of anything anymore. There's no chashashes at all. Of the Ravid, so too, if they claim that they're shluchim of the Baal, so what they're basically saying is, we are going to be performing a Maisa Gerishin. Just like if they say they saw a Maisa Gerishin, they're believed, and there are no chashashes, there's no bafanai, so too, if they claim that they're shluchim, then it's like they're saying, we are doing a Maisa Gerishin with Eidei Mesira. Right? We see a Maisa Gerishin over here. If they can say, we saw Maisa Gerishin, that Eidei Mesira, right, they were Eidei Mesira on the Mesira Saget, and that works, so too, if they are the people doing the Maisa Gerishin, it shouldn't be any worse. Right? If they're the Eidei Mesira, that's the same as Bifaneinu Girsha. It's the same as Bifaneinu Girsha. They're testifying that there's a Gerishin over here. Once they say that the Baal sent them, and then Neman to say that the Baal sent them, so basically they become the Eidei Mesira. Once they become Eidei Mesira, then the get is kosher. And I don't even care about the Ziyuf anymore. It's not that we're not afraid of Ziyuf anymore. It's that if you have a get given over by Eidei Mesira, I don't care about Ziyuf. Right? If the Eidim were to see Mesira's haget in front of Eidei Mesira, so even if the Baal later claims that it's Mesira, it doesn't matter. Eidei Mesira Kasi. There's no issue of Ziyuf. It's not that I don't care about the Chashash of Ziyuf. There's no issue of Ziyuf Bechlal in the Torah. The get is kosher. So just like if they saw a get being given over in front of Eid Nasira, then that's it. It's a full Maisa Gerushin. So too, if they are the Shluchim giving this get, they are the Eid Nasira. Min HaTorah, it's a completely good Gerushin. What are you going to tell me? Midrabbanan, it's still Mezuv. It might be Mezuv Mitochon. No, it's only Suffolk Mezuv Mitochon. There's no such thing, he says. There's no Suffolk Mezuv Mitochon. So there can't be a Psul Drabbanan with the Veda Chasima. So you're left with a Maisa Gerushin in front of Eid Nasira. Of course that's going to be fine. Of course that's kosher. Of course that's kosher. Aye, there's a chashash of Ziyah. Who gets of Ziyah? There's a full Maisa Gerushin over here because it was done in front of Eid Nasira. That's pshat in the Gemara. Right? That the comparison is if they testify that they saw a Maisa Gerushin, so if they saw a Maisa Gerushin in front of Eid Nasira, that's a full Maisa Gerushin. The Baal has no taina anymore. There's no Mezuv Mitochon. There's only Suffolk Mezuv Mitochon anyway. So too, if they say Haval Shilcham and they're going to serve as Eid Nasira, so then the Baal has no taina because there are Eid Nasira on this get. And if there are Eid Nasira on this get, it's a full Maisa Gerushin, then I don't care, even if the Baal later claims and he comes and says, I thought I could be Mezuv, but who cares? But he knew that they're coming. We trust them that they're Shulchan of the Baal. So that means he understood that they would be Eidim Mesira on the Maisa Gerushin. So if they're Eidim Mesira on the Maisa Gerushin, you have a full Maisa Gerushin, and there's no Psul Bechlal. And even the Chachamim wouldn't pass this Midim Mezuv Mitochon, because it's only Mezuv Mitochon Misafik. This is what the Rabbi wants to suggest. Yes?
Would the Rabbi say that these two people don't even need to see the signatures or anything like that?
They have to see the Sikra Maisa, they have to read the get, but it's irrelevant to them.
They don't need to
sign. What does it matter who signed on it? It's irrelevant. If they're Eid Nasira, then the Gerushin is going to be full. This is the Rabbin, Merdeka Rabbin. So Yoni Fine in Seder asked the Merdeka Kash against this Rabbin. I was thinking about this during lunch, and it was hard for me to eat. The only fine is, so I don't understand it. We said the Ravid claims Mezuv Mitochon is that we're afraid we'll rely on the Eved Chasim. And we want to Eved Mesir. So comes the Ravid over here and says, but that's only true if the Edim that are Chasum Avadai Krov Mepsulim, but not if it's only a Suffer. What does the Gemara say on Daf Dalet Amud Aleph? And we're trying to figure out who's the Tana of the Mishnah with the Rambam, who holds both of Ksiva Lishma and Chasima Lishma. So what was the Gemara first answer? It's really Rabbi Elazar. Oh, the Rabbi Elazar, but Mezuv Mitochon should pass. Right? Rabbi Elazar really requires Chasim Lishma, Midrabbonon, because of Mezuv Mitochon. He needs Ksiv Lishma, because the Kasav is going on Ksiv. But he also needs Chasim Lishma. The Kasav is not going on Chasima. That's true. Kasav is not going on Chasima. But the problem is that if you have a Chasima Shalom Lishma, it's possible anyway. Psul Rabbonon, Mezuv Mitochon. Now, is that a Mezuv Mitochon Vada or Suffolk? Is it Suffolk Psul or Vada Psul? Suffolk Psul or Vada Psul? Suffolk, you don't know that it's Shalom Lishma for sure. It's a Chashash of Shalom Lishma. Chashash of Shalom Lishma. Right? So why is the Psul? According to this Ravid, why is that a Psul of Mezuv Mitochon? If the Ravid holds the Psul de Rabbana Mezuv Mitochon is only by a Psul Vada and not a Psul Suffolk, so why is that a... Why is that Mezuv Mitochon? Chosam Shalom Lishma. It's not Chosam Bevadai Shalom Lishma. It's that you need Bevanei Bevanei Nechtam, right, to know for sure that it was done Lishma. Because if not, it's a Suffolk that it's Shalom Lishma. It's not a Vadai Shalom Lishma. Suffolk Shalom Lishma. But if you hold the Psul and Mezuv Mitochon, it doesn't apply by Suffolk. So what's the problem? It's not possible at all. The whole Psul doesn't apply. It's an eyes in a cash. Not much an eyes in a cash. So I thought two things. I said first of all, you know, there are two answers in the Gemara over there. Rav Ashi gives a different answer. That who's the Tana of the Mishnah? Rabbi Yehuda. So, Efshem and Kenzavim, maybe this is part of the issue. It was bothering him. Maybe Taka, the first day in the Gemara on Daf Dalet was assuming that Mezuv Mitochon applies even by Suffolk Pasul. Rav Ashi maybe argues and says that it applies only by Vadei Pasul. That's why he didn't like the Mezuv Mitochon answer. We had a different pshat in the Machlokas. We said maybe the Machlokas is Tosis Kasha, right? Tosis Kasha that you know what's the chashash? Right? Tosis learned Mezuv Mitochon differently. That you're going to rely on them Laraya, right? So like, what's the problem? The kosher Laraya. So what's the issue? So we thought maybe that's what the Amoraim are disagreeing about. But maybe this is the issue. Whether the psula Mezuv Mitochon can apply by Suffolk or doesn't apply by Suffolk. But the second point is that if you notice, the Ravi gives a second answer. This was his first answer. We read it second, but the in the Ravid itself, this is the first answer. That there are Eidim Mesira here, and therefore there's not going to be a problem. There's no Mezuim B'Torah, because Mezuim B'Torah is not a Psul B'Safin. But then the Ravid says, Inami! Once they say that the Baal sent us, we're not afraid that the Baal is gonna be Ma'ar against again. What does he need the second answer for? This answer is so gevaldic. Like, just stop. End the shear right here. What do we need more? We need more? He'd say, well, it's another pshat. But what did the Ravid have to say that for? So, Efshim and Kenzogin, that's what was bothering the Ravid. He knew the Gemara later on. This is a possibility. It's a possibility. Maybe it doesn't hold with the first pshat in the Gemara and Avdalah. Maybe. So the Ravid offers a second pshat. If you're going to tell me Mezuv and Tocho is a psul d'rabban, and even by Safek, so I'll still give you a second answer. Give you a second answer that once the Eidim say, once the Shulchim say, Abal Shulchim, so then we're not afraid that the Baal is going to complain against the Ged. So that's enough. That's enough to say that the Eidim will not have to give the statement for him to find out. Okay, I think the Kash is better than the Teretz. Good Kash. You have to think about this Kash. This is the Kash. This is like a Kash of it. If you're online in the calf, you ask the guy behind you. Okay? It's a good Kash. There might be a Teretz. I mean, what we said might be somewhat of an answer. But I think the Kash is better than the Teretz. It's food for thought. Okay, we still really have a Rashba left in the sugya. I think I'm going to leave the Rashba. He talks about Krovim. We're going to leave the Rashba. We're going to really move on tomorrow. Okay, I want you to do. There's a little piece of Gemara from Daf Hayamid Aleph to Daf Hayamid Beis, and then there's Gemara on Daf Hayamid Beis. We're getting to the sugya of Daf Hayamid Beis. It's much lighter. It's very very enjoyable. Daf Hayamid Beis is very enjoyable. A little bit lighter, it's lumdish. But try to do the Gemaras. I feel bad. You're going to spend a lot of time tomorrow just doing the Amud of Gemara. We're not going to get to anything. So try to go through the Gemara somewhat quickly. Not too quickly, but try to do it relatively quickly. And maybe try to get to the first chelik of the next Makoros. Right, we're skipping. Did you get the WhatsApp?
Yeah.
Okay, we're skipping Get Balayla and Bebezdin. It's a very nice topic, but not for now. We don't have enough time for everything. We're going to go to the next sugya. I forget what it's called. Kim Shtaris B'Shlosha or something. Okay, so try to complete Kim Shtaris B'Shlosha for tomorrow. Mitzvah Shem.
I was wondering,
the
Kashya concern of the Biden is why it's not